Jackson is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Corden. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is Monday, March 6th. Welcome to another episode of Talking Gotham, now available on iTunes. We're going to be recapping the latest Gotham episodes. I know we're like really, really behind, but I finally was able to grab Amy and saying, you have to be responsible. We have to talk Gotham. And she was like, I'm not even liking the show. And I'm
what?
Like,
what? What? What?
I'm like, you better
No. You're thinking about another Fox show.
Oh.
I'm just getting over the shock of how amazing this last episode was of Gotham.
Well, let's just see. We'll get there because the people know the truth how you feel about the show.
Okay.
So the episode we're going to be talking about is episode 12 of season 3. It was called Ghosts. It aired on the 16th of January, 2 days before my birthday.
Oh, well, today's my cousin's birthday. Happy birthday, Heather. Love you.
Heather, I don't know you. So, moving right along, Gotham. All right?
Gotham. Gotham.
This
was freaking amazing, and I hate that we had to wait to talk about it.
This episode pretty much starts off with the death of Mario. Don Falcone is pissed. Mm-hmm. Jim sends off Victor the assassin to go kill him because Lee had something to do with it as well. But then at the end, it gets all retracted, which I love seeing Victor in episodes. I think he's a badass.
At first, I didn't like Victor.
I do like Victor. I've always liked
but
him.
But at first I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I was like, oh God, I cannot stand this guy. Because when he showed up, bad things happened. But now I like him.
Oh, okay.
He's got like a comedic role to him now.
When he tells Jim that he's glad that Mario's gone because he never liked him?
Yeah.
Hilarious!
Same here, Victor.
How did you feel about Lee's whole, in the beginning she was a bitch to Jim. She's kind of a bitchy, but then she goes and visits Barnes and then it kind of dongs on her, as smart as she's supposed to be, like, hey, maybe Mario would have killed me and Jim is kind of right.
We have to talk about Lee.
We have to talk about Lee because I want to know, because this since episode one of season one, whenever Lee came on board, you have never liked her.
No, and I still don't. She's just whiny.
How is she whiny? She's actually,
to me, she's one of those whiny girls. Like, get the fuck over it. Ooh, sorry, my language. Just get over it.
But she seems a little bit tougher now that Mario's gone.
Yeah, she does seem a little tougher, but I think because she knows Falcone will help her.
Okay. I just think
why I think she's a little bit tougher.
I think she's just being a bitchy to Jim because she knows Jim. Deep down inside, I believe
she loves
knows,
Jim. Still.
Well, also, she knows that Jim is right.
Yes. She just doesn't want Jim to be right.
Right. But so then she has to be a snatch face.
Exactly.
She's a big time. She's been these past episodes, snatch face.
Yep.
So, but Jim's,
I'm so happy you agree with me. I'm like smiling.
Now, I didn't say, whoa. I just said she's a snatch face. I didn't say that I didn't like her. You've never liked her.
No.
Ever.
I love the actress. Hate this character.
Yeah, because she gets to make out with Jim. And you have some.
She gets to make out with Jim in real life, too.
You have some psychotic following for the actor and Jim Gordon. Yeah. Give it a,
no, I just like his work.
Yeah, right.
I mean, she was freaking amazing in Deadpool.
What? She was hardly in it. She was like in the very beginning.
Oh, she was in it. She was amazing.
Oh, God.
And Firefly? Hello. She's perfect in Firefly.
What? I never watched that show.
Oh, you should watch it.
It's now, right. I hear there's like a huge following.
Yeah.
But no. I'm just...
Okay.
I got other stuff on my list that I need to be watching. Let's see what else. I was a little disappointed that they made it look like Jerome was coming back this episode.
Oh, tell me about
bastards.
It. I was like, what?
Yeah,
you
I know.
Cut the guy's face. You cut Jerome's beautiful face.
I was like, I think you're talking about the wrong episode.
No, yeah. At the end, he cut his face off.
No, you're thinking about the episode. We haven't got there yet.
Oh, we'll see. This is
way to
happens.
Go! You just ruined it for some people now.
This is what happens when you make me wait, Mike.
No, remember, because they showed the film clip to the TV people, the patients, and that's why Jim and Bullock get into that. But at the end, they show a frozen Jerome in his little time capsule thing.
Yes. with his throat slit.
I just ruined it for people. Way to go.
I'm sorry.
What do you think about Enigma, Barbara, and Tabitha, and the shapeshifter? Penguin was being tormented this entire episode.
I felt really bad for him.
I didn't see that coming. I really thought it was a ghost. Because anything can happen in Gotham. So I was like, yeah, oh, Pee-wee's back. Can happen. But when they shift-shifted, I was like, oh, that's messed up. Big time.
Yeah, I felt really bad for him.
What did you think about his assistant that got a statue upside the face by a penguin? Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Oh, wait, yeah.
No,
yeah.
You did. No, whatever. Too late.
Go ahead.
What? Come on. Tell me.
The statue. I thought he was going to jail. The penguin.
What did he do with the statue? What statue was it?
The statue that beat the guy.
What did he do?
He just beat him.
You don't even remember.
I don't.
God almighty. You suck. It was only like 2 months ago.
2 months ago. A lot of happened 2 months ago.
Dude, that scene, penguin goes, oh my gosh. All right. I'm done.
And then the body's just laying there.
Forget it. I'm done. So a scale of 1 to 10. If you remember.
I give this episode a 9 because they teased me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I would have given it an eight.
Really?
A good eight. You know, I really enjoyed the episode. It just didn't. I was bothered. I was like, what? Jerome's in the times? But it was still good because I got my Victor. I got to see Barbara and Tabitha. That twist.
You got
at
to
the
see
end.
Falcone.
Falcone giving that mead dog look to Jim.
Barbara's hair looked really good this episode.
Who?
Barbara's hair.
She always looks good.
Yeah, but her hair looked actually really, like, really, really good.
That's what you noticed. That's what you remember, but you didn't remember the assistant of the mayor getting his face bashed in by the penguin.
No.
Wow. Okay. So I think that's it, people. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Talking Gotham. Amy can be found on her blog. Maybe she'll remember it. Do you remember your blog?
Yes, it is Variety Radio Online.
Yay!
You can go over there and you can search all of our reviews. We do movies and television and just some entertainment stuff. And you can find us all over there. You go to the staff page, you can find my Twitter, my Instagram, blah, 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 blah.
Sweet. So go check that out. And if you want to check out mine, my blog is iwatchmike.com. Twitter, Instagram is Mike Movie Guy. Snapchat's on my blog. I Watch Mike on Facebook. We are on iTunes. So if you want to check out some of the past stuff that we've done, search Talking Gotham on iTunes. If you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. Amy and I are there as well. And that is it. So,
hey, we're on Blog Talk Radio also.
Are we really?
We are.
I know I remove my stuff from Blog Talk Radio. So we're on Blog Talk Radio.
I still put us on Blog Talk Radio.
Shut your mouth. So everybody that's listening to us at Blog Talk Radio, what's up? Thanks.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, are we done?
We're done.
Let's jump on to the next episode. And just a few people, we're going to come back with episode Smile Like You Mean It. And I'm looking at my notes here. What this one episode was called. The next one was The Gentle Art of Making Enemies. It was the winter finale. We're going to be talking about that really, really soon. Amy, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.